All of you have just come. You're coming from Eretz Yisrael now. For this, you were in Eretz Yisrael before. You're coming from another. What's the, which yeshivas are represented here? Who's from Leva Tar? Anybody here? Okay. From Tar Shraga. From the Tiv. Large representation. No veterans, just the new guys. The Tiv. I missed someplace. Rashis, I don't know. The Vasara is also a nice representation. So it means you were in yeshiva for a year and a half? Most of you were there for a year and a half in Israel. So now, are you in YP or BMP or both? Or both. Most of you are in YP? Yes, yes. Okay. So, were any of you there? No, I was in Israel last week. We had a big thing in Israel. Some of you were there. Okay, no. All right, for those of you who I haven't met, my name is Moshe Weinberger. I hope to be able to get to know you. It's hard. I'm here really 2 days, Monday and Tuesday. But we'll find opportunities in Mitzvah to get together. I want to talk to you about beginnings. About beginning, how to begin. To begin this month, to begin your time here in Yeshiva. I'm not here that much longer than you. This is my second year here. I mean, I was here 40 years ago. But as far as being in the yeshiva, it's my second year. If you're serious about learning, if you're serious about being a Jew, there's a lot that you could accomplish here, and you could meet some of the finest, most choshva, bachrim, yungalite, rebeyim, tamir chachamim. But I want to talk to you a little bit about beginning. We're now entering into the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh. Right now it's Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Shvat stands for Shmuz Besaros Tavis. It means to be able to hear good news. It's still the winter. It could be there's a couple of snowstorms that are on their way. But already now in Eretz Yisrael, Ashkedi Aparachat, things are beginning to come back to life from the winter. Beginning to start. So I want to talk to you about beginnings. What I have to say to you takes around 2.5 hours. I'm going to try to put it together over the next 25 minutes or so, a half hour. So it means that I'm going to try to put in a lot in the next few minutes. Try to listen quickly. It's not a coincidence. Nothing is a coincidence that the time of beginning, this time that we enter into Shvat, and we get ready for Tu B'Shvat, which is the first smell of the spring of Pesach, that it's Parshas Bo, which is the Parsha of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but more importantly, it's the Parsha of Achodesh Hazeh Lochem, Rosh Chodeshim Rishon Ulachem L'Chodesh Hashana. It's the Parsha when Hashem Baruch gave us the first mitzvah as Am Yisrael. The first mitzvah as Am Yisrael we received in this Parsha. And that must be that if it's the first mitzvah, the first of everything really contains all that's to follow. It's a klal in halacha that gufa, the body, follows the rosh. Those of you who learn Mishnayos and Sukkah, learn the sugya and Sukkah, you know that everything goes by the beginning, the head. Therefore, the first mitzvah of the Torah that we received as a people, as a nation, is Rosh Chodesh, is the mitzvah to sanctify the new moon, which took place in Mitzrayim. So it must be that all of Yiddishkeit is somehow contained in that first mitzvah, because the first has everything in it. Encapsulated form, everything is there. The beginning. That's why beginnings are so important, how you begin your day, how you begin your marriage, how you begin in yeshiva. Beginnings are very, very important. And because of that, you all know the famous question that Rashi brings in the name of a mysterious Rabbi Yitzchak, who some have suggested might even be that he's referring to his father. that Rashi at the very beginning says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Laha Yitzchak Lahaschal Satar Ela Miachodesh is Elochem. The Torah really should begin from this mitzvah of Achodesh is Elochem, of Rosh Chodesh. She mitzvah Rishonish in Stavu by Yisrael. Because of the first mitzvah that we received. But what Rabbi Yitzchak is asking, it sounds very simple, it's very deep. What Rabbi Yitzchak is asking is the following. We believe that the Torah is not a book of history. The Torah is not telling us like a story of the world. The Torah is telling us the story of Hashem and the Jewish people. The Torah is telling us the story of that which binds together the Creator of the universe and His children. That's the purpose of the Torah. Therefore, Rabbi Yitzchak is asking, why doesn't the Torah begin with the first mitzvah? Mitzvah, the Baal Shem HaKadosh said, is the Lashon of Tzavta. Tzavta means, not Tzavta, that's a grandmother. Tzavta with the Tzadi means when something is glued together, when something is bound together. So Rabbi Yitzchak says the Torah really should begin with the first mitzvah. Since the Torah is not the book of human history, but rather, or the history of the world, rather it's the story of what is it that brings Jews to be bound together with the Creator. What is it that holds us together? Rabbi Yitzchak is asking that Torah really should begin with the mitzvah of this week's parasha. HaChodesh is Elochem. That's the first mitzvah that the Jewish people received as a people, even before we came to Har Sinai. HaChodesh is Elochem in Mitzrayim. Kiddush HaChodesh, Rosh Chodesh. That's the question. Umatam Pasach Bebreishis. Who cares? That's Rabbi Yitzchak's question. Matam Pasach Bebreishis. Why does the Torah begin with the story of creation and everything else that follows that, the flood and all that stuff? Matam Pasach Bebreishis. That's the history of the world. The Torah is not about the history of the world. The Torah is about us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's really Rabbi Yitzchak's question. It's a very powerful question, and there are many, many answers to that question, including, of course, Rashi's. We're not going to go over that now. The Holy Baal Shem Schusilin said the following, that the word Bereishis is broken down into Beis Reishis. Means there are two beginnings. Beis Reishis. There's the beginning of the world. And for whatever reason that Rashi brings down and many other Mepharshim explain, that it's important for us to know how the world began. It is important. We're not going to that. Now that's not important for us now. But it's important for us to know how the world began. That's called Reishis number one. But there are two beginnings. Beis Reishis. The word Reishis is Beis Reishis. There are two beginnings. So the beginning of creation, that's the story of Shemayim and Aretz, how Hashem did that, and who were the first people to inhabit the world, and so on and so forth. That's the book of Reishis, that's fine. The second Reishis is Achodesh is Elohim. That's what Yitzchak is saying. Until that moment when those words were uttered, until that moment that the Creator told us as a people, HaChodesh is Elohim, HaChodesh is Elohim, Rosh Chodeshim, until that moment of the first mitzvah, the world didn't really have yet meaning. It really didn't have yet purpose. There was no mitzvah. There was no Am Yisrael. The true purpose of creation and the true beginning of the story of our relationship with God as a nation, not individuals, there were great individuals in Bereishis, as a nation, which is the tachlis of creation, that begins with the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh. That begins with the mitzvah of Achodesh is Elohim Rosh Chodeshim, Rishon Hu Lachem L'Chodesh HaShanah. Now look on the page you have in front of you. Look at the second, the shorter item on the bottom. That should be familiar to every one of you. You all know Pirkei Avos. In the third parak, Mishnah Tezvav. Look inside. Because we need to understand. How does the meaning of creation begin with Rosh Chodesh? Why? Why not some other mitzvah? Why the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh? And how is it that the mitzvah, it is tonight, Rosh Chodesh, how is it that that mitzvah somehow reveals the essence of all of Yiddishkeit. Because if it's the first mitzvah, remember the beginning is everything. So all of Yiddishkeit is somehow contained in this first mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh. And how does all of that relate to your first day in yeshiva, or the beginning of yeshiva, or at least, I don't mean in yeshiva, you've all been to yeshiva your whole lives, but your first day of yeshiva, now. The first, the beginning now. So look inside the Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar HaMadoi Omer. Rabbi Elazar HaMadoi says, HaMechalel Es HaKodshin, a person who desecrates something which is Kodesh, there's a carbon that he misuses, something that has Kedusha, that he abuses. Obviously, if something was made into hektish, if something was designated as hektish or as a carbon, it has to be used for that designated purpose, for kedusha. It can't be used for something else. So the Mishnah says, "Hamechalel es hakodshim," a Jew who does this, God forbid, who's mechalel, he makes chol out of something that's kodesh. "V'amevaze es hamayados," a person who's mevaze the calendar. He doesn't take the Jewish calendar seriously. Now, ma'adis could mean chol hamoed, but it means in general. He's mevaze es hamayados, our way of counting time, our way of establishing the calendar, yontiv, and so on. Hamalbin pnei chaveru barabim, somebody who embarrasses a Jew in public. Hamefer brisa shel Avraham Avinu, somebody who rejects the mitzvah of bris milah, rejects the bris of Avraham Avinu. Somebody who is intentionally offering up wrong interpretations, dishonest, non-halachic interpretations of Torah. A person who is distorting Torah, not by mistake, but intentionally. Afal pishiyesh biyodo Torah ma'asim toivim. Any of these people, even though they have in their hands, to their credit, Torah and ma'asim toivim, they learned Torah and they've done a lot of good things. Rabbi Elazar HaMadai says a very strong thing, a very scary thing. Ein lo chelek lo ilam haba. He doesn't have a chelek lo ilam haba. He has no portion in the world to come. So one of the great tzaddikim, HaChosid Yaivitz, not to be confused with Rabbi Yaakov Emden. HaChosid Yaivitz was a tzaddik who was among those who was forced to leave Spain at the time of the Inquisition, the expulsion from Spain. He's called Achosid Yaivitz. He wrote a number of important svarim. He was a mekubal, a great tzaddik. He also wrote a perish on Pirkei Avos. So what I'm going to tell you now is from the Achosid Yaivitz. And he's asking, why are these people losing Olam Haba, or this person, any of these people that are doing these things? Like, what happened over here? How were any of these things one of the 13 fundamental principles of Yiddishkeit? Hamachal is a kodshim, right? It's a bad thing. There are other avarias that are taking place in the world. Hamal b'nei chaver b'rab meifer b'risa. What do they have in common? Like, what's going on over here? So the Chosid Yaivitz says something which struck me as mamish brilliant. Thank you. As brilliant, and as something that mamish opens us up to think about beginnings. Listen to what he says, the Chosid Yaivitz. You don't have this sentence in front of you. I'll just read to you one sentence from the Chosid Yaivitz. You listening, guys? Listen. V'zeki yisoid godl sha'olav tosuv kol ha-Torah. The foundation upon which the entire Torah revolves is ki koyach ha'odam godl lintoish v'lintoish. That a human being, a Jew, has koach godl, tremendous power, to build, to destroy. At shebedibur hakal, yakdish odem elef alfe dinari zav. He's talking about machalas hakadshim. V'mikach zav echol hanos omal. He says that a person has such power that he could say something with his mouth, he could say a word, and he could designate something as being kodesh, hektish, besamikdish, right? With one word that he says, Kodesh Lashem, Hekdesh, with that word, he has such power that now if he ignores that and he's Mechalel Es HaKodshim, he's committing this terrible Aveira, that's called Mechalas HaKadosh. Now this person doesn't believe in the power of his words. He doesn't believe that there's such great significance that a human being can take a plain animal and say Hekdesh. That a human being has the ability to make something chol, to make it Kodesh, to make something plain into something holy. He doesn't believe that. That's why he's Mechalas HaKadoshim. He doesn't take Kadoshim seriously. So he takes this animal and he shechs it for his own supper. The Mechalas HaKadoshim reveals through that act that he doesn't believe, the Chassid Yavid says, that he doesn't believe in the greatness of man to create something holy with his words and to desecrate and to destroy with his actions. He doesn't believe in that. We're not going to go through the whole parish, but let's go to the next one on the list. Hamavazes Hamoados. He doesn't take the Yomim Tovim seriously. He doesn't take the Yom Tovim seriously. What does he think? He thinks a couple of old guys get together in Yerushalayim. A couple of old scholars convene in the Sanhedrin in Yerushalayim. And then two regular Jews like me and you get together and they say Eidus for Kiddush HaChodesh, for the new month, right? For the new moon. And this person says, you're telling me that a couple of yokels like me came as Eidim. And a couple of old guys with long white beards, they said something, and they said Mechudesh, they said that the month is a new month. And they declared Reish Chodesh. And because of that, if I carry on Yom Kippur, if I eat on Yom Kippur, I'm in trouble? Because what? Because these two Eidim came? The two guys that I played ball with in Brooklyn, these two guys come, they say Eidus. And now the whole universe is... If a person is Machal Yom Kippur, he's chayif to get killed or something? Because a couple of guys came and said Eidus? And because the rabbis and the bezin sat around in a half circle and they said it's Arish Chodesh? It's hard for him to buy that. So you know what? So he's Mevazes HaMeadis. So what if I do a Malacha on Yantiv? So what if I do this Malacha? What if I move this Muksa a little bit? No. He doesn't believe that what? The Ayavid says he doesn't believe that a human being has the power, that God gave the Jewish people the power over time. Over time. You know, Chazal say an astonishing thing. I can't explain this now. It's brought down a lot of this farm. That let's say the Beis Din declared Rosh Chodesh, and then they saw afterwards that really what's required is that they add an extra month, that it should be, there should be an Ibur Yor, an extra month. So then that girl that was Bas Mitzvah, because of the earlier declaration that she's now 12 years in a day, Chazal says such a thing that she becomes a pre-bas mitzvah once again, and that part of her body, ki'ilu, grows back. The part of her virginity grows back. I'm not going to explain, obviously it's not talking about something physical. But it means that Chazal, the Jewish people, were given the power over time. Over time. So this person's mavazes hamayadois, and he thinks to himself, what are you telling me? I can say Eidus on Kiddush HaChodesh, and through my Eidus, and the rabbis having this conversation about the moon, they're able to affect all of creation, the entire universe, because that's what time does. He doesn't buy it. So he's mavazes hamayadois. Let's look at the next one. It means he's embarrassed about his bris mila. What's his thoughts? His thoughts are as follows. And he doesn't go for bris mila. His thoughts are as follows. I was 8 days old. And some people got together to make a party. And my mom and dad, who are barbarians, they hired some guy and they paid him $500 to cut me. To mutilate me. And because of that, you're telling me I'm a Heilig Yid, I'm a holy Jew. And because of that, I go to a Rebbe someplace or to some Baba somewhere, and he tells me that if you look at that disgusting thing on the internet, you should know that your mamish poigim the bris of Avraham Avinu. You're desecrating, you're defiling the Kedushas HaBris. And you say, what are you talking about? What Kedushas HaBris? So you say, you had a bris when you were 8 days old. So nobody asked me. And you're telling me that because of the bris that I had when I was a baby, I'm some sort of a piece of, I'm a Sefer Torah, I'm a Peretz Tefillin, I'm a Chefzeh of Kedusha. Do you think of that of yourselves? Do I think of that of myself, of somebody that's Kaddish, Mamish, because I have the bris of Avraham Avinu? If we really believe that we were Kaddish, would we do the things that we do? Would we look at the things that we look at? Would we waste the time that we waste? So a Mefer Bishr Shal Avraham Avinu can't believe that a human being has such an inyan, that a human being, because of the mitzvah of Bris Milah, that he becomes like a Sefer Torah, he becomes like a Peretz Tefillin, he becomes a Chefzeh Shal Kedusha. Oh, I skipped Hamalbim Pnei Chaver Barab. That's one of the all-time favorites. Somebody who embarrasses another person. Yeah. So what does he think? He thinks, okay, so I said that. No. No. So I said, I shouldn't have said it. Sorry. He doesn't think that he mamish like killed the guy. Words, what's a word? A word is something, it's dumb. The guy didn't have to go to the hospital. He didn't get sick. I'm not any kind of a tzaddik that I cursed him. I'm a regular guy. So I said something nasty about the guy and I made him feel a little bit embarrassed in public. No, so what? So what? He doesn't believe that that Jew is a tzelem elokim, is a tzelem elokim. He doesn't believe that a word, mamish, builds worlds and destroys worlds. He doesn't believe that. Therefore, he's casual with his words. You follow me, Chevre? He's casual with his words. He lets loose. He lets loose. You know people like that. They let loose. They just say stuff. And if you go and you say, if someone says, you really hurt that guy. Say, oh, come on, you shouldn't be so sensitive. What did I do to him? Malbim Pnei Chaver Barab. Hamagal Aponim B'Torah Shalei Kehalacha. Somebody says something against Halacha. He writes an article in some Jewish newspaper with some fancy pshat that's all fakrumt, that's all crooked. And they tell him now he's no chelik in Olam Hab. He comes after he dies, they say, no, you're a Magal Aponim B'Torah Shalei Kehalacha. So he says to the Bezdin Shomal, to the Bezdin of Day, he says, what, you read that newspaper too? Because I wrote an article? Okay. So who am I, the Rambam or something? You take me so seriously? I'm a Rishon or something? I'm Rashi? I'm an Achron? What am I, the Chassam Sofer? I'm the Vilna Gaon? You get all worked up here in Shemayim because I wrote some stupid article 70 years ago? And you tell me I can't go to the Mahabah? Because of what? What? So I think that every one of you follows. The Chosid Yaivitz is saying a tremendous Yisod. The Yisod that he's teaching us is, and he says these powerful words that, again, you don't have it in front of you. He says, the sin of all of these people is doimele minus. Who knows what is the meaning of minus? What's minus? Mem yud nun vav saf. Heresy. Heresy. Minus is apikorsis. What's the minus? What's the apikorsis? I understand if somebody says, I don't believe in Moshe Rabbeinu. I don't believe in God. I don't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh. I don't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh. Whatever. I don't believe in Nevuas Moshe. I understand that's called minus. That's not apikorsis. I don't believe in Olam Hab. I don't believe in Mashiach. I don't believe in Tchias HaMeis. I understand that's called minus. The Chosid Yavit says, Ki chetam doimele minus, oike kol ha-Torah. Because this person is uprooting kol ha-Torah. How is he uprooting kol ha-Torah kula? Guys, how are these people uprooting kol ha-Torah kula? No? Because kol ha-Torah kula is based on what? Is based on that belief that my existence is the tachlis of Shemayim and Eretz. Then my existence, my being in this world, and Am Yisrael's being in this world, Kutshebrichu and Knesset Yisrael, Hashem and the Jewish people, is the tachlis of all of creation? Is the tachlis of all of creation? That my words, my thoughts, my actions affect all of the entire universe? When Rabbi Yitzchak said, really, the Torah should begin with a chodesh, is Elohim. That's the beginning. HaChodesh is Elohim is the beginning. The beginning, the first mitzvah of the Jewish people is that the Jewish people have the ability to control time in this world. That Hashem is Baruch made us the balabatim over the universe, over the world. If I don't believe in my koiches, or let me put it to you very, very bluntly. If I don't believe that my coming to Shir on time counts, If I don't believe that my coming to Minyan, even though they have already 10, that my getting up to Daven makes a difference, if I don't believe that if I say this word or if I don't say this word, if I don't believe that my moving of a muktzah on Shabbos, my turning a light, my tearing of a paper, if I don't believe that my looking at something that I shouldn't look at is creating worlds or destroying worlds, if it's something good, it creates worlds, if it's something bad, it's destroying worlds, like we find in the beginning of Nefesh HaChaim, the beginning of Nefesh HaChaim. If I don't believe that, Chassid Yaivet says, it's that person is considered to be on some level a min, a heretic, who has no chelik in Olam Haba. Since the whole tachlis of creation is my belief that by my trying to keep Shabbos, by my trying to daven, by my trying to learn, I'm mamish fixing all worlds, whatever that means in Kabbalah, I don't know. You can learn that when you're older. But I'm somehow, my Kiddush HaChaydish, my learning Torah, my showing up at the Seder on time, I don't just mean the Pesach Seder, I mean the Seder of learning. What I look at on the iPhone makes a difference. Not only does it make a difference, it's that feeling of achrayus that the world is missing very, very much now. Achrayus, which means responsibility, achrayus in the world now is like a dirty word. Achrayus, a feeling of responsibility, a sense of responsibility. When the Rambam uses such a lashon, Chazal uses such a lashon, the kilo, whether I do tshuva or I don't do tshuva, the entire world is somehow in the balance. That my words, my thoughts, my actions, everything affects all worlds. That creates a tremendous sense of achrayus. Most people do not want to feel achrayus. Yeah, nowadays, I read an article my wife showed me last year, how men, nowadays Americans, and I don't know it's all over, how much over the world, but in America, they don't want to get married like, you know, maybe when they'll be 40 or something like that. They don't want to get married. You know why they don't want to get married? Guess why they don't want to get married. If you're not, they're not shaming the gear. They don't want to get married because it's a hassle, you know? What do I need to have the achrayus? Kids are high maintenance, you know? They need a lot of attention. A wife, high maintenance. I got to take care of her. I don't want to have the achrayus. Who needs it? If you're not religious, you could have fun without the achrayus. No? Achrayus? Achrayus, which means there's an acher, there's something else. It means that every single thought, every single word of your action makes a difference. The world doesn't want that. That gets in the way. Achrayus. To take responsibility. Why weren't you at why didn't you come to the Shia? Your Rebbe worked hours and hours to prepare a Shia. Why didn't you take that into account? Why didn't you think of that? The Baruch Shalom gives you your neshama back. You woke up, you open your eyes in the morning. A lot of people tomorrow morning, they're not going to be opening their eyes in the world. You open your eyes up. You don't feel that there's a machayev. You don't feel that there's a machayev to get you to daven. You don't feel there's a machayev to get you to shul. That feeling of not having a machayev, the Chassid Yaivet says, is a type of meanness, is a type of apikarsis. Now, what is the shul? They have a minion. They don't need me. There are enough guys in the shia. The rabbi's going to have he'll have an ilum. He'll have someone to talk to. It's that lacking of that feeling of achrayus. You know, Hashem wanted Yirmiyahu to be a Navi. Hashem appointed Yirmiyahu to be a Navi. Look at the top of the page. It's from the first parak in Yirmiyahu. We don't have to start at the beginning. Look at starting at Pasuk Dal, where it says, V'hi Dvar Hashem. You see what the indentation is? V'hi Dvar Hashem. Now, like Moshe Rabbeinu, Yirmiyahu did not want the job. He didn't want the job. It's a big job to be a Navi. Not only was it a big job to be a Navi, but Yirmiyahu was going to be sent to say a lot of bad things to the Jews and to other nations as well. It was a big job and a lousy job. He didn't want it. He didn't want it. Plain and push it. Get somebody else. V'hidva Hashem elai leimor. Hashem says to me the following. This is Yirmiyahu HaNavi speaking. V'tem etzarcha babeti nidatich. What do you mean you don't want the job? Before I formed you in your mother's womb, I already made this decision. I already knew you. In other words, you're the guy. Before I created you in the womb. I sanctified you to be my Navi before you left your mother's womb, before you were born. Navi lagoyim nisaticha, not just for the Jewish people. A Navi for the world. So listen what the Navi says. Listen what Yirmiyahu says. Tell me you never felt this way. V'omar. He says like this. Aha, Hashem Elokim. I mean, he said that word, aha. Oy vey. Aha, Hashem Elokim. Hine lo yadati daber. Aha, I guess we would say, what are you kidding? Aha, we would say, what are you? You can't say it to God, we'd say, what are you? Be out of your mind. Aha, Hashem Elokim. Hine lo yadati daber. Reminds us of somebody, Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Hine lo yadati daber. I don't know how to talk. I'm not a speaker. What do you mean? I'm the man. I don't know how to talk. What does it mean, Nara Nochi? I'm a young man. In Yiddish, a Nara means a fool. But Nara means I'm a young person. I don't know how to do that. What do you mean? I'm the Navi for the world. I don't know how to do that. These words we have to hear till we're 120. Hashem told me, Yirmiyahu is telling us what happened. Hashem told me, Al toimer nar anoichi. Don't say that you're a nar. Ki al kol asher eshlachecho teilech, whatever I tell you, wherever I send you, you're going to go. Beis kol asher atzavcho tedaber, whatever I command you to say, you're going to say. Al tir mibneim, don't be afraid of anyone. Ki itcho ani, I am with you. Latzilecho, to save you, num Hashem. Vayishlach Hashem es yodo, Hashem sent forth his hand, whatever that means. Vayaga alpi, and touched my mouth. Vayema Hashem elai, Hashem said to me, Hine nasati dvarai beficha, I have placed my words in your mouth. Re'ehiv kadeticha, look, I have appointed you. Hayom hazeh, ala goyim va'ala mamlochus, to be, ala goyim va'ala mamlochus, to be in charge of all nations and all kingdoms. Lintais, lintais, lahavid, laharis, to build, to plant, to destroy, to ruin. Livnais v'lintoa, to build and to plant. Knows the Navi Yirmiyahu is saying, Hashem told me, Al toim a nar anoichi. Don't say that you're a nar. Don't say that you don't have the strength. Don't say that. That's the biggest mistake a Jew makes. When he thinks that his life is inconsequential. That whether he goes to Shia doesn't make a difference. Whether he does this Aveir, it doesn't make a difference. Whether he looks at something on the internet that's bad, doesn't make a difference. Whether he says a word of Lashon Hara, doesn't make a difference. And the other way, when he does something good, he thinks that his mitzvah, what's my mitzvah? I sat in the sukkah, nu. I went to Minyan, nu. I helped a friend, nu. Whenever he has that thought, nu, it means he thinks he's a nar. He thinks that his words, his thoughts, his actions don't build worlds, don't destroy worlds. Hashem says to the Navi, Al toy menar anoichi. Don't ever look at yourself that way. Al toy menar anoichi. So the first mitzvah of the Jewish people is Rosh Chodesh. Hashem said to the Jewish people, I want you to hear this loud and clear, Hashem says. Al toy menar anoichi. You big boys, it's the major leagues. In the major leagues, everything counts. In the major leagues, everything counts. This is the big leagues. Al toim anar anoichi. You have the ability. You have the ability to be in control of the universe, to be in control of time. I'll just end. I'll tell you a favorite story. I told this to the guys last year. I tell it every year, and I tell this to Bar Mitzvah Bachim in the shul. Because the message that I try to impart to the Bar Mitzvah Bachim is Al toim anar anoichi. All right, you're 13 years old. You see yourself just like a little idiot. I'll tell you my anar anoichi. So I'll tell you my sir. The guys who are here remember this story. Back in the 1950s, there was a boch that was not doing too well in yeshiva, wasn't into learning, and his parents took him to the Lubavitcher Rebbe Susa Yelena. They went to Lubavitcher Rebbe, I guess for a bracha or something. In those days, you could still talk to Lubavitcher Rebbe, you know, have an audience with him in the 50s. They came to Lubavitcher Rebbe, and in those years, everybody spoke Yiddish, and the Rebbe talks to them a little bit, and to the boy, and to the parents, and gives them a bracha. No, fine. They're leaving the Rebbe's room, and all of a sudden, the Rebbe says in English, he says, Avi, could I talk to you for a minute? Could I ask you something in English? So Avi turns around, they turn around, he says, yeah, Rebbe, sure. And the Rebbe asks him, tell me, Avi, do you like baseball? So he says, yeah. He's all excited. Yeah, I love baseball. So the Rebbe asked him, what team do you like? He said, the team that I like, my favorite team, he says, is the Brooklyn Dodgers. That's before they went to Los Angeles. The Brooklyn Dodgers. So the Rebbe says, do you ever go to a game? He said, yeah, 2 weeks ago, my dad took me to a game. So the Rebbe said, did you enjoy the game? He said, no, I hated it. It was a lousy game. So the Rebbe asked him, but you said you love baseball and you love the Dodgers. So how come you didn't have a good time? So he says, Rebbe, because my team got shut out. And the Rebbe says, what does that mean, shut out? He said, 7-0. Brooklyn Dodgers lost 7-0. So the Rebbe said, how do you know that they lost? Did you see them lose? So the boy says, no, actually, my father said we're getting out of here in the seventh inning because it was a bad game, and he wanted to get out before the traffic. So the Rebbe says, so you never saw them lose? So he said, no. So the Rebbe says, well, maybe they didn't lose. So he says, Rebbe, everybody in the world knows that they lost. That's public information. They lost 7-0. The Rebbe said, how do you know? Maybe when you left the game, maybe the Brooklyn Dodgers also left the game. So the boy says, Rebbe, look, there are two types of people at every game. There's the spectators and there's the players. Spectators can come and go whenever they like. But if you're on the team, you got to stick it out. Even if it's a bad day, you got to stick it out. So the Rebbe smiled and said to him, oh, yeah. If you're on the team, you got to stick it out. So the Rebbe said, listen to me, my friend. There are two types of Jews. There are spectators and there are players. Spectators means you have nachas. Everybody here has nachas, like that there are great people in the world that are learning Torah a lot. You're happy that there are Jews in shul that are making a minyan, right? You're proud of your people. Just like we're happy that there are chayilim in Eretz Yisrael that are watching out for our people. That's nice. We're spectators, you understand? A player knows that it counts. And that even if it's a difficult day, he runs his heart out even for a little infield grounder or for a pop. He runs his heart out. Because if you're on the team, you know that it makes a difference. And you're part of a team. Every single thought, every single word, every action builds and destroys. Or destroys. The team, the world, that's what we're part of. When you come to a yeshiva, when you join the yeshiva, you're joining a team. And it's hard here because there are a million things going on. All different programs and courses and classes, and you got Meidlach walking around over here like this is Midtown Manhattan or something. That's not your business. But if you're on the team and you're big boys and you're not in the parish of being a nar, I'll tell you a nar anoichi, it's major leagues. It means major league learning, major league davening, major league misses, major league Yiddishkeit. That's what we are. So I want to give you a bracha. First, I want to welcome you to the team. Aleph and Beis, I hope that in any way, if I could ever be of any help to any of you, I'd love to do that. And Imit Hashem, you should be good players. You should hit a lot of grand slams, Imit Hashem. But even if it's a tough day, and you strike out a couple of times, even if you hit into a double play or something, you're still on the team, and we need you. So let's make it a good zman together. Kach Baruch Nachas Ruach from us. And we wish everyone of you should have a good Chodesh and a good Yom, Simcha, Nachas, and Bracha. May we have some Shabbat.